Now His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj will give us a summary of the second section of the Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for a very concise but very complete overview of these chapters. In this second section, the emphasis starts to move away from activity into the mood of devotion. And in order to inspire devotion, Krishna's explaining His glories and various aspects of Himself. In order to inspire Arjuna to surrender to Him more and more, but not just surrender out of duty, but surrender out of love. When surrender out of love is surrender, that is really surrender. Just like we see in the family, a child may obey the parents because it fears the parents may do something to obstruct the child's independence or its desires or restrict it in certain ways. Or it may just do it because it's my parent and I have to do it. But when the child actually, in a loving way, becomes obedient, then that obedience is very pleasing to both the parent and the child. So Krishna is describing in so many ways different aspects of Himself in order to inspire that loving mood of Arjuna. And He talks about His opulences. He talks about the various aspects of His energies. He talks about the various, as we heard in the ninth chapter, the essence of devotional service is to offer something with Krishna with love. Krishna is called Bhaktavatsal. And Prabhupada said He's not Jnanavatsal, He's not Karmavatsal, He's not Yogavatsal. He's Bhaktavatsal. That He is attracted or He is captured by the mood of devotion. So He's giving all this knowledge about Himself in order to help one inspire the mood of devotion. So when knowledge becomes complete, or when knowledge becomes the motivation that detaches one from material activities and the results of those activities, and inspires us to engage in service to the Lord, then that's the perfection of knowledge. As Maharaj was saying, the gopis don't have much concern or even awareness of Krishna's opulences. There's a beautiful story in one of the Puranas where Krishna was with the gopis dancing in the rasa dance. And Krishna decided at one point, Radharani was there, all the principal gopis were there. And everyone was enjoying to their fullest extent the exchange of love through this expression of devotional dance. Now Krishna decided to leave. He decided to leave in order to bring that loving awareness or loving intensity to a higher level. And He created the mood of separation. And when He left, everyone felt lost. So they went looking for Him. Now Krishna, in order to hide, He manifested Himself in the Narayan feature of His own aspect. And there He was, sitting in one position in Vrindavan with four arms holding these four various, conch shell, lotus, club, and disc. Now, when the gopis came, they stopped. They offered obeisances to Narayan, and they offered wonderful prayers. But their only concern is, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Can you show us where Krishna is? Narayan stayed very quiet. Krishna was the net form, and he didn't say anything. They realized that couldn't help them, so they went on looking for Krishna. Now, when Radharani came, after the gopis came, her love was so strong that Krishna could not maintain his forearm feature. And simply by her appearance, Krishna lost the ability, apparently, to keep those forearms, and he resumed his form as Krishna. So the love of Radharani was the pinnacle of bhakti, or the extreme height of the description within the shastras of what is the principle of loving Krishna. Therefore, Radharani's love was top. And in that shows that the devotee is not so much interested in all these opulences of Krishna, although it's there. And it can help us to inspire devotion. But really, the devotee is just interested to serve Krishna. That's all. How to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna is pleased by my service, pleased by the attitude that I offer my service in, like that. And as Maharaj says, the ornaments, the alankaras, the decorations that service is offered is the good qualities of the Vaishnavas. Well, Krishna emphasizes that in the 12th chapter. As he mentioned, there's 32 opulences, or 32 characteristics of a devotee. So here we're coming, gradually hearing about various aspects of the absolute truth, and then the universal form. You know, most devotees skip over this chapter. We're not so interested in this chapter because it's simply there to dispel the illusion, or not the illusion, to destroy the idea that anyone who claims to be God or says he's God. Arjuna asked that question. Why? He wanted Krishna to show what it means to be the Supreme Absolute Truth. Do something extraordinary and show the world. So Prabhupada would say that if anybody says they're the Supreme, show me your universal form. So devotees take knowledge and inspiration from this to help dispel the false statements by those who pretentiously present themselves as the Supreme by saying, here, you say you're the Supreme, show your universal form. There's one little funny little story where one devotee said that to one man who claimed to be the Supreme, and he said, you're not qualified to see my universal form. If you have to become my disciple and engage in my service, and then if I decide you're qualified, then I can reveal that. So they said that to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, has he shown his universal form to anybody yet? No. Then he can't make anybody qualified. What kind of God is that? So Arjuna wanted to help this, because in the process of bhakti, you have to know what is not along with what is. We emphasize what is, and what is important. The execution of devotional service, what are the qualities of Krishna? What are the qualities of what are the activities of a devotee in Krishna consciousness? But there are things that look like and appear to be bhakti but are not. And those who claim such positions, who are not in that position, are very expert at presenting themselves. So Arjuna, in order to help dispel this idea that anyone can simply say God, he wanted to have Krishna present himself in this very grandiose display of the material energy as the source and as the, what we say, the feature of that energy, as being non-different from him in his energy. But devotees are not. As Maharaj said, you know, Arjuna just said, you know, come back to two arms. This is what devotees are inspired by. The two arm form of the Lord. So these six chapters are more or less the essential chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, because they want to engaging in loving devotional service to the Lord. So as the first six chapters emphasize, but not completely speak of gyan, they emphasize gyan. Bhakti is in there also, but in the second six chapters, bhakti is the main subject, especially in the ninth chapter and then the 12th chapter. Hare Krishna. Thank you.